of cut and kufyud aleph.
Shiyigru.
So if you're going to take away the extra ois, so that's not a problem. You're not affecting any of the letters or words directly. You're just removing a letter. That's not called chokteiches. Chokteiches is when you create a letter through erasing. Over here, you're not creating any letter through erasing. Now he said, but if it's in the middle of the word, you have a problem. It's going to look like what? Now it's going to look, when you erase it, you'll end up getting two words. Near Kishay Tabas, Kufyud Base. So sometimes we have a solution. You remove the extra letter in the middle of the word, then if it's a letter which you can extend, so then you'll extend the letter which is before it, and now the word will look proper. It'll have a large letter in the middle, but that's okay. Keep going. It says Lavoisecha. Shekosav Mole Vov Achra Beis. You wrote the Vov after the Beis, which it doesn't belong there. So you'll take the Vov out. You'll extend the Beis. Or if the Tikkun is right next to a Chof or a Dalet or a Reish, you can extend those letters. If the letter, which is an extendable letter, is after the extra letter, that's not going to solve your problem, because the extension is always on the left side, and you need to fill up the gap on the right side. The only way you can extend it is by moving the letter over. Now, how are you going to move the letter over? Kagoin Sa'or. Shekosu Batara, it says the word Sa'or, like Yerelechos Sa'or. It says, it's Kosu Batara, Shekosu Mole. He wrote it with a Vav, Acher Ha'aleph. So the a Resh is extendable, but now you have the Aleph, you have the gap, and then you have the Resh. But the only way you can extend the Resh and solve the problem is by moving the Resh over. Well, you have to erase the Resh to do that, and that's now Shalok Hasidra. You're about to the Resh. It'll be a problem with Shalok Hasidra. So the only solution you can have is you can thicken the leg a little bit on the right side. If that's possible to do that, you can actually thicken the letter, and then that would fill up the gap, the letter before and the letter after, then you won't have such a big gap. That's not called changing the ois, which would then be a problem of Kisidron. When the letters which are extendable are before the extra letter, then we have an eitzah. You can extend them without removing anything. The word matzah is supposed to be mem tzadi sof. Uksoba mola, he wrote above. Okay, then he took out the vav. Can you extend the bottom of the tzaddik? Since on top, you can't extend the tzaddik on top, you could extend it on the bottom. Is that sufficient to connect them? If you put a yud after the tzadi, again you can have the same thing with the extending the tzadi on the bottom, or the word noisein. If you you cannot extend the nun. What's he going to do with her? He extend the nun on the bottom, not on top. That's what he wants to do. Okay, so because otherwise you'd have a problem, look like a chof. You can extend the bat on the bottom if that works. It looks like separate, it's a problem. Now, but the truth is, this is talking about when there was a gap and you want to fill it up. But if originally you extended the bottom of the nun for whatever reason, or the tzadi, whatever reason, and then you wrote the next letter next to that bottom thing, could go in Panai, and you had on the bottom, or Artsy, Kosher, Kiman, Shebateva, Achas, Nichtuba. There it was written as one word, so that's not a problem. So let's say I extended the bottom of the nun, so now the Yud, which is, instead of being next to it, will be above it. Or the bottom of the tzadi and the yud, which is right. So in both of those situations, it says it's kosher, but there are machmirim. So let's not do that. Okay, let's hold it here.